Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way that your ex-girlfriend boinks her good boy, so that it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, why is it that high school boys are twice as likely to be conservatives as liberals? Of course, because the counterculture has now shifted towards the right. Eventually, the girls will also shift to the right and try and attract the attention of those boys. The boys shifting to the right is probably because many guys are sick and tired of being blamed for everything by the left, and with articles like this telling them that being fit will shorten their lives. Up next, and speaking of women following males to the right, here we have Ashley St. Clair, saying that if women have the right to abortion, then men should have the option to not pay child support. Like that would ever happen. She's just playing the part of the female chameleon, taking the side of males. But do you really think that if she were ever to get divorced, that she wouldn't fight for child support money and alimony? I guess in her defense, she doesn't believe in abortion. Number three, hey guys, she said there's no rubber for her anymore because she's 34. Looks more like 44, but whatever. And that if her and the man she's interested in are both clean, she wants to get prankers. She's ready to settle down and trap some Chad with a child. Good luck with your baby rabies, because you have very few options left unless you're willing to burn some coal. If this passes for 34 these days, I wonder what she'll actually look like at 44. Moving on, what do you think this woman's job is? Maybe she's the magnet detector, or she's her very own cell tower. How about she's a super-sized Brillo pad used to scrub tanks and whatnot? She probably makes great coffee as a barista. But remember what Ken always says, which is that feminists wear those nose rings because no one will ever put a ring on their finger. Imagine walking down the aisle with this. Her rings and chains will be louder than the music being played as she heads to the altar. Number five, here's the squad when they're about to get ready to go and be oppressed. Are we really to believe that highly paid government politicians such as these are oppressed? I can literally smell this picture through my phone. The only thing being oppressed are my nostrils. How much do you suppose they'll tip when they go out? I'm guessing they tip nothing and are the most demanding customers in any joint. They're so oppressed, I think we're going to need five pairs of pretend handcuffs. Up next are two pictures of Kristen Gillibrand taken 5 years apart. Is this what happens when you sign the deal with the devil? He probably got her hooked on endocrine. The first taste was free. She refused to pay after that and ended up hitting the wall twice. Not to mention that the bad lighting and unflattering pose aren't helping either. She kind of reminds me of Dana Carvey in the second photo. Number 7, this simp lore donated $4,000 to her Tier 3 subscription, and then she banned him from her channel and subreddits. Makes me wonder why she didn't want even more money. This just proves that women will cut you off no matter what you do for them. There has to be more to this story than we're actually hearing. He probably couldn't control his simp self and kept sending her DMs after she told him to stop. But simps just can't help themselves these days. Moving on, looks like everybody knows that diversity works only one way. From white to people of color. But here we have outrage after a white woman is named the winner of Zimbabwe's Miss Universe competition. She's a minority in Zimbabwe, and I thought the left liked it when minorities win. There are also still 25,000 white people living in that country. Why are the blacks so racist towards them? Number 9, you know the way that Ariana Grande has been going lately? The next photo will be the Crypt Keeper. The downhill slope was started the moment Ozempic was discovered. Maybe she needs to rediscover burgers again until she gets back to 2014. I almost didn't share Skeletor here without his hood, but I thought, what the hell? It all seems to have started when she went to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz, Empek, a couple of years ago. Up next, his mother has herself euthanized to punish her estranged husband. I fail to see how this is a punishment. It's more of a reward with him gaining custody of their kids and the state saying A-OK. I'm surprised the state said okay because they would lose a tax cut of the alimony and child support money. The people this is going to hurt the most are the kids because it'll traumatize them. But the stats show kids raised by single fathers end up better than those raised by single mothers. She was abusive and he already had full custody of the kids, so that's probably why she did it. Number 11, this mother was given almost $11,000 in taxpayer funds for poor families and blew it on a luxury trip to Miami. Are you really surprised? This is proof that reparations wouldn't solve any problems for the black community. They would just spend the money into the economy, causing massive amounts of inflation. Besides, blacks have already received hundreds of billions, if not trillions, in welfare benefits since the late 60s and 70s, and that just wrecked black families. Moving on, almost 160,000 civil service employees are millionaires, and in 2022 that number was only 76,000. So what happened? Meanwhile, Americans working in the private sector are struggling with higher inflation and taxes to fund the millionaire bureaucracy. Then again, the price of everything doubled in the last 5 years, including housing, investments, and other assets. The average government millionaire now has a pension that's worth more than $1 million and has worked for nearly 30 years. We can't all be crypto millionaires now, can we? Number 13, this trans woman says she has a hard time fitting in anywhere. Have you tried the circus lady? Can you imagine being a parent and raising your son only for him to become this? Those Thanksgiving dinners must be awkward, and the turkey isn't the only one being stuffed with sausage this year. And people wonder why so many individuals changing their gender also choose to end themselves. Too bad we closed all the asylums, because they would fit in perfectly there. Up next, data from OkCupid shows that women overall have the highest probability of replying to white dudes online, and the lowest probability of replying to Indian men. Yet the Jeets come to the West, and many are under the delusion that they'll find a white woman. The only way they're getting a girlfriend that's white is if they're a Raj, the top 1 or 2% of Indian guys with regards to height and looks. I've seen it happen here in Canada before. Number 15, zookeepers in China gave this poor lion a bad haircut and faced the public backlash. Poor guy, he's being ignored by the female felines and has now become an incel lion. I thought no way this is real, and I found more pictures. All he's missing are a pair of glasses, and he would be the spitting image of Garth from Wayne's World. This also reminds me of that one time the groomer cut off every part of my husky's fur except for his head. Moving on, the femtards are pissed off because Sam Altman and his husband purchased a newborn baby boy from his mother via surrogacy. This is the future of the human race, just replace the husband with a female sex bot. Women will lose their minds and will eventually become 10 to 15% of the population, because men will only want to have male children, because most of us will refuse to deal with the drama of female nature in our lives. It's almost over, ladies. Males will rule this planet for the first time in history. Probably just in time for Sam Altman's AI to take over. Number 17, here is one woman's horror story. Halle Berry says that having to pay child support is extortion. It is extortion, but only if you're a woman. Obviously, she should have had a prenup or tried harder to see and support her children and not be a deadbeat mom. Do you want to know what happens to women that get divorced great by men? The same thing that happens to men divorced great by women. Up next, here's the difference between the way that men and women keep secrets from each other. It's called the female collective. If you want a rumor to get out there, then just tell women and it'll spread like wildfire. But this is old school because these days, all you have to do is tell a woman and she'll tell the whole world your secret on the very platform that you own. How's that for shooting yourself in the foot there, Elon? Also, I doubt this because most guys don't tell other guys anything. Number 19, here's the partisan gap between men and women. Men's political affiliations haven't changed much over the last 25 years, while women have become increasingly liberal. Probably something to do with the fact that they aren't marrying anymore and having families. Big Daddy government is their provider protector now. The only good thing, it seems, is that we've now reached peak libtard in 2020, and it's been declining ever since. And I agree that women started moving to the left in droves around 2012 to 2013. Moving on, welcome to the hidden costs of men's social isolation. When men suffer, women must pay the price too. Men suffer way more most affected. They won't even allow us to have anything, including our own pain. Think about the price women pay when you suffer. This article reads like that other article showing that 1/4 of homeless people are women. So women suffer more. They can't let us even get a little bit more sympathy and attention now, can they? They want it all for themselves. Number 21, what's your message for this communist that says, eat the rich? Get ready to go on a diet for your win, comrade. This is typical because only the rich can afford to be communists anymore. I'd also ask him how many rich people he's eaten already. That's enough meat on his bones to feed a small village for an entire month. The fastest way to get him to stop being a communist is to show him that capitalism provides him more food. Up next, French President Emmanuel Macron is blaming video games and bad parenting for the mass rioting in his country. How about the migrants there, Frenchie? Because you know it's video games that are pouring in across the borders uncontrollably. They must be some terrible games if the kids stay away from gaming for 3 nights straight and were out rioting all over France. It's amazing though, is there anything that video games can't do? Number 23, here's Tom Holland's dad trying to act normal in front of Emma Watson. She looks like she's enjoying the attention. She must not get much of it these days, and he looks like he's simping out. Here's Tom Holland thinking to himself, I'm not looking, I'm not looking. so that he doesn't get in trouble with his supermodel girlfriend Zendaya later that evening. Look at the anxiety in his eyes. I guess he's not as good of an actor as we all thought he was. Moving on, is this the official winter uniform of every woman? But is it my imagination, or are women wearing baggy oversized training pants these days to hide their oversized booties and cellulite? At least that's what I see at the malls here in Canada. And for some reason, these women still look like they're cold. The Uggs, those are standard issue though. That's not winter clothing around here though. Maybe in Miami, but not in most of Canada. Number 25 and the last one, our entire civilization is a scam built on the backs of male laborers. With inflation, social security, sales tax, income tax, and pretty much so much more, getting a cut of everything we make. While big corporations set up shop in tax havens and barely pay any taxes at all. The people living off our work are the bureaucrats and the bankers. Also, inflation is the worst tax. It destroys half of people's cash savings over the last 5 years. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.